Good morning, Boker Tov. Very quickly, before I say a few halachot, I just wanted to wish a mazal tov to Alfred Kamali on the engagement of his daughter. Alfred's daughter Kayla got engaged. Mazal tov. Inshallah, you should always see smachot in your family. Inshallah, for our whole community, we should always be gathering for more and more smachot. Inshallah, and choshia. Inshallah. Very quick halachot. We know 2 weeks from this Thursday night, Bezat Hashem, we're starting the holiday of Chanukah. It's just around the corner. So, the interesting halachot that pertain to the brachot that we make on Chanukah. So when you're lighting the Chanukah candles, we talked about the best location, we spoke about the best time, sunset, and the idea is to publicize the miracle. So when we're starting the holiday of Chanukah, the first night you would make 3 berachot. What are the 3 berachot before you light? You'd make lahadlik ner Chanukah, lighting the Chanukah candles, number one. Number two, sha'asa nisim la'avoteinu ba'amim ahem ba'zeman hazeh. And number three, shechianu. On the second night, all the way through 8, you would say the first 2 berachot without Shechianu, right? It's a very simple explanation, because when you start a new holiday, a new chag, we say the berachah of Shechianu, that we're thanking Hashem that He brought us to arrive at this beautiful new holiday, the new chag. But the second night already is no longer a new chag anymore, so therefore you don't say the berachah of Shechianu anymore, you would just say the berachah la'adlik ner Chanukah, and the berachah of sha'asa nisim la'avotenu, and bezad Hashem, just like sha'asa nisim lahem, Hashem did miracles for our ancestors in the time of the miracle of Chanukah, bezad Hashem, we should see nisim lefa'od for all of our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel. Have a great day.